And let's go next to Minnesota, which is struggling to balance its state budget. That struggle has reached a tipping point, we're told. Republicans who control the legislature remain at odds with Minnesota's Democratic governor over taxes and spending. If they do not reach a compromise by Friday, much of the state government will shut down. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio has more.
Before adjourning last month, Minnesota lawmakers sent Governor Mark Dayton a $34 billion two-year spending plan. But the Democrat vetoed it, saying the Republican budget relies too heavily on cuts to erase a $5 billion deficit. Dayton, a wealthy department store heir, says the richest 2% of Minnesotans should pay higher income taxes. He was elected last November by a slim margin while the GOP took control of the legislature for the first time in decades. By refusing to compromise, Dayton labels Republicans as irresponsible.
They were elected with their mandate. I was elected with mine. They're both legitimate mandates, and I'm willing to honor theirs and its legitimacy, and they're unwilling to honor mine. Their position is our way or no way.
While Dayton says cuts are necessary, he says slashing Medicaid and social services by the amount Republicans propose goes too far. He also says cuts in aid to city governments will only lead to more property tax hikes. But with a shutdown just days away, Republicans say it's Dayton who's refusing to budge. The governor has offered to trim his tax hike on the rich, but Senate Majority Leader Amy Koch said last week Dayton has offered few details.
The governor now needs to step up as the leader of the state and come to the table with a substantive compromise offer. He needs to let the people of Minnesota know where he wants to spend money, and if he has reductions, where he would reduce.
While the governor and Republicans have been trading barbs for months in St. Paul, the impasse is causing real worry across the state. Businesses near Minnesota's six dozen state parks fear a drop in tourist traffic. Nonprofits that provide counseling and non-emergency medical services on the state's dime could go dark, too. So would many child daycare centers. And 36,000 state workers would be laid off. In central Minnesota last week, three GOP lawmakers hosted what literally was a town hall meeting about the possible shutdown, and they got an earful. It was standing room only in the tiny Haven Township Hall as dozens of people lined up at the microphones. State Wildlife Manager Nicholas Snavely of St. Cloud said he doesn't know what he'd do without a paycheck.
I got four kids at home and my wife, and they're dependent on my income. She also works part-time to help out. We need those benefits. We need a full-time job, and we're scratching by. So please compromise and get a government not to shut down come July 1st.
While the Republican lawmakers did hear from some supporters, most at the event blamed the GOP for the gridlock. But State Representative King Banyan was undeterred. He said voters elected Republican legislators to keep taxes and spending in check, and it's up to Governor Mark Dayton to make the next move.
The situation simply sucks, and there's no other way to describe it. But I need help from the administration. I need help to know where the money's going to go. When we can have that information, we could get a heck of a lot further in this process.
Resolving this situation will require a special legislative session, something Governor Dayton has yet to call. And unless there's an 11th-hour breakthrough, Minnesotans will have to go without many government services they've long taken for granted. Police and prisons will continue operating, but it'll be up to a judge to decide what else is critical enough to remain above the political fray. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.